With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Two candidates in the Republican primary race for governor face off tonight at Carroll College in Helena. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
It's the first GOP debate in the party's three-way gubernatorial primary. Current Attorney General Tim Fox and State Senator Albert Olszewski are scheduled to answer questions from a panel made up of a student, staff member, and faculty from the college. Debate organizers say questions are expected to focus on themes of jobs and the state economy. U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte, also in the primary contest, has said he couldn't attend the debate during Thanksgiving week. The debate starts at 6 this evening and is open to the public in the lower campus center at Carroll College. It will also be live streamed by Lee Enterprise newspapers. Three Republicans and four Democrats are running in primary races, hoping to fill the job currently held by Governor Steve Bullock. Bullock is in his final term and can't seek re-election. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
Talon Energy has agreed to pay at least $450,000 to settle air quality violations at the coal-fired Colstrip power plant during the summer of 2018. The Billings Gazette reports the Northern Cheyenne tribe will receive up to $270,000 for a street sweeper, and the city of Colstrip will receive up to $103,000 for a building to store road de-icer. The violation of the federal air pollution standards shut down Colstrip Units 3 and 4 at the end of June 2018, while Units 1 and 2 were already offline for maintenance. Winter weather is rolling into Montana this evening. How it will affect you depends on where you are and where you're traveling this holiday week. Edward O'Brien reports.
Montana's sitting smack dab in between two developing weather systems. According to meteorologist Ryan Leach with the National Weather Service in Missoula, to our west, a storm is slamming into Northern California and Southern Oregon.
For most of us on the west side of the divide, it's really mostly going to bring wind, especially on Wednesday. That's when we're expecting the strongest winds from Kalispell down through Missoula. And then Thursday, we'll keep some of that wind going, and even into Friday morning with some wind chills down below 0 degrees. As our Black Friday shoppers head out.
Starting Wednesday, some of those winds could gust to over 40 miles per hour.
One of the things that really has us concerned is up around Flathead Lake in that area, there's a pretty good signature for what we call a mountain wave to come off the Mission Mountains over the lake. It's a pretty strong signal for damaging winds, especially along the east shore, but generally all around Flathead Lake and for large waves on the lake. So that would be Wednesday afternoon. There's potential for 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Power outages are a possibility in northwest Montana. So again, west of the divide, expect cold and blustery conditions. Just don't hold your breath for much snow. That's reserved for Montana east of the divide.
As you get up to Marias Pass, we're looking at around a foot of snow up there, again, with some strong winds coming over the pass. Some localized blizzard conditions up there along the pass, but quite a bit more snow on the eastern side of the divide.
That snow will really pick up intensity Wednesday and start to taper off Thursday. Great Falls is due for snow, and a winter storm watch is posted for Yellowstone County Thanksgiving night. The National Weather Service's take-home message for this Thanksgiving holiday: if you're headed east of the divide, take it easy. Be prepared for the possibility of snow and some dicey driving. Western Montana won't get the snow, but will be very windy, and by Friday, overnight wind chill temperatures could dive below zero. Happy Thanksgiving. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
The FBI is seeking the public's help to identify two men involved in using information gathered from skimming devices placed on ATMs in the Vancouver, Washington area to make fraudulent withdrawals from ATMs in western Montana. The FBI says the men placed skimming devices in early March and used the information to make withdrawals from ATMs at credit unions in Missoula on March 9th and 10th. The investigation found skimming thefts had also occurred in March and April in Deer Lodge, Frenchtown, Butte, and Ennis. Montana has recorded its first case of chronic wasting disease in wild elk. Yesterday, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks confirmed the suspected presence of the disease in a cow elk that was harvested by a landowner on private land northeast of Red Lodge earlier this month. CWD was found in a herd of captive game farm elk near Phillipsburg back in 1999. The herd was depopulated. The disease was not found in wild elk in Montana until this week. FWP is encouraging anyone who harvests deer, elk, or moose in Montana this fall to submit tissue samples for CWD testing at no cost to the hunter. CWD is an always fatal prion-based disease that affects the nervous system of deer, elk, and moose. FWP is also seeking information on a mature bull moose shot and left to waste in the Highland Mountains south of Butte. Game warden Shane Yaskus said the moose was shot between November 15th and 22nd, east of Melrose in Camp Creek. Yaskus said the inside spread of the antlers on the moose measured more than 35 inches. FWP is asking anyone with information on the incident to call 1-800-TIP-MONT. Callers are kept confidential and a reward of up to $1,000 is possible. Montana utility regulators say Northwestern Energy must spend at least $3.2 million a year removing trees near power lines. Regulators are worried power company equipment could spark flames similar to the devastating wildfire in California last year that killed more than 80 people and destroyed the town of Paradise. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Public Service Commission created the minimum amount Northwestern must spend on its hazard tree removal program in one of the final steps of the company's massive docket before the regulators. During the rate case expected to wrap up before the end of the year, regulators will give final approval for costs Northwestern Energy can pass on to its customers. According to a PSC staff memo, regulators are concerned about wildfire risks of growing pine beetle kill trees near power lines that could lead to fires similar to those recently seen in California. In a meeting with reporters Tuesday, PSC Chairman Brad Johnson says Northwestern has been, quote, extremely responsible, unquote, in managing vegetation near power lines.
But look no further than California to see the potential of failed efforts to adequately manage vegetation along these corridors. You know, when you've got major utilities declaring bankruptcy because of this, it's something that says we better pay real close attention, and I think we are.
Following the fires in California last year, the utility company PG&E faced an estimated $30 billion in liability and bankruptcy. Northwestern currently holds a $300 million liability insurance plan, and according to the company's testimony before regulators, wildfire liability coverage has become less available and more expensive. Northwestern can spend more than the $3.2 million a year if the company wants to, and can ask approval from regulators to later pass those costs on to its customers. Regulators this week gave initial approval on the plan to require the utility to file annual progress reports on its hazard tree removal program. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.